Josh Spiegel tells us over the weekend that had a bit of a run-in.
Bit of a run-in.
Yeah, I got a little FaceTime. Josh, take it away.
Well, on Friday, I went to pick up a little bit of food.
You're foraging for food.
Mm-hmm.
And
I was there in the store, and all of a sudden, I'm standing near the door. All of a sudden, in walks Joe Flacco, and my first instinct was to go run and hide in the corner of the store.
But how far is he from you?
Like 2 feet.
Closer than me and you right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that 2 feet?
2 feet would be closer.
Yeah, yes. It'd be definitely closer.
I'm not good with judging distances.
He's more of a counties guy than a distance man. What's he wearing?
He was wearing a t-shirt and
full tuxedo.
Yes. And I'm about to run into the corner to hide, and he said to me, "Oh, I didn't know you're in this area." And I said, "Yeah. Yeah, I'm right there on Blank Street." I like blurt out my address for some reason.
So he engages you first.
Yeah,
great. Now
he looks at you and engages you.
Flacco's going to stalk you now.
Yeah. So he said, "Yeah, I'm just stopping by to pick up a couple of pizzas."
Oh.
So I said, "Oh, okay." And he goes to the counter and he gets the pizzas because I guess he called ahead.
Oh.
Did you know you could do that? You could call ahead.
And save yourself money on the delivery fees.
Okay.
And we know he's hurting for cash right now. So.
It's good to see he's watching his diet.
Yeah, good.
During the season here.
Hey, he's my friend. Don't talk about my friend.
Yeah, stop eating pizza, Joe.
Yeah, put down the pizzone and pick up the playbook.
So I went to...
Eat a damn avocado or something.
So I'm completely disoriented at this point.
Well, he engaged you.
He recognized
saw you.
You.
He knew who you were.
That's my favorite newsman. I know that guy. Hey, everybody. It's me, Joe Flacco. And that's my favorite radio news personality.
And then he was in line, and I'm in line. I'm behind another person who's behind Joe. Now I'm on a first-name basis with Joe Flacco.
Yeah, your good buddy Joe.
And he pays for his pizza. And then as he's about to leave,
He invites you over.
No, no.
Josh, pick up a box of rubbers.
He turns around and he says, "All right, see ya." And like he didn't have to turn around. He could have just walked out, you know. And he turned around. And he said, "See ya." I said, "Yeah, good seeing you. Take care." I added the "take care."
Good for you.
I only say "take care" to special people.
Good form.
And he walked out. And that was it. And I forgot to get several other things because I was so disoriented.
So flustered. You were flustered. Did he give you the vapors?
Starstruck?
Vapors? Normally I don't get starstruck, but you know,
Verklempt?
He's very imposing.
Was he by himself?
He's 8 feet tall. He was in the store. He was by himself. Outside, I could have sworn I saw a pitta in the passenger seat.
I might be wrong.
Oh, Pitta, Joe, and Josh,
Friday
the
night,
new posse.
Pizza, hanging out. Yeah, you got to work your way in there,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, then I got depressed.
Because they have a life.
Yeah, because they have lives.
Oh, God, that's sad.
And I thought, well, yeah, maybe they should have invited me to the pizza party. It's probably like they're both of their families. They probably had a huge pizza party in their gigantic houses. Or house, I guess. And
have you had the pizza from that place? Is it good?
Oh, it's delicious.
It's got to
really?
Be
very good.
I mean, Joe Flacco's getting it. It's got to be good.
How many pies? Style? How many pies?
It's Flacco-licious.
Oh, him?
Yeah.
Joe got two pies.
Two? Okay.
Yeah,
that's not really that big of a party. It might have just been...
Just two dudes.
Just two dudes chilling.
Just two guys,
out.
And we're having a good time. Having a good
no
time.
No wonder he can't get out of the pocket.
Yeah, dude. You're weighed down by all that pizza.
Hey.
What's the matter with you, Joe? Stop eating the pizza, dude.
You're talking
you should
about
be able to scramble
friends.
A little bit.
Why don't you speak ill of his
new
buddy?
Talking about my friend.
Huh? That's Josh's new buddy.
We're in the middle of a season. Tighten up that diet, homeboy. What's the matter with you? Drink one of them shakes or something.
What if they're both for pitta?
It was just so surreal. He walks in, and he said to me, and Flacco said to me, "Do you? I didn't know you're in this area." And it's like, is he talking to me? Is Joe Flacco
the news
completely
genius?
Is Flacco totally focused on me right now? Is he looking at me and totally focused on me at this moment?
It's
in time?
You. You're goddamn right he was.
Yeah.
This is unbelievable.
Homeboy game recognizes game.
No, it's not. It's just a weird
Your
thing.
Your neighbors, dude.
It's a weird thing.
Neighbors.
Like, unbelievable.
On your way home, did you kind of go through the scenario again with different ways you would have responded?
I did it the whole weekend.
Okay. Okay. All right. Hey, I didn't know you lived in this neighborhood. Yeah, right up the way.
Role play. You're
okay, Joe. Here we go.
You walk in.
I'm Joe.
Right. You see the news genius in all of his glory sitting over by the door. What were you waiting for, by the way?
I had just walked in, and it was like fate. It was like we were meant to say hello to each other that night.
So, ready? Here we go.
All right, here we go.
Let me set the stage. We're at some market. Spiegel waiting by the door. Contemplating his order, the door opens. In walks Joe Flacco.
Hey, I didn't know you lived around here.
Yeah, I live right there on Bank Street.
Oh.
Cut!
Okay.
Cut!
All right,
I don't want you to do what you did.
Oh, okay.
I want you to do maybe what you hoped you would
do. Oh, okay, all right, I'll do
like
that.
The confident, outgoing, gregarious Spiegel.
Okay.
Like when you have an argument and you think of the
burn.
How
would he handle the situation?
An hour later that you're like, I should have said this.
Okay. Not be crawling out of my skin, I want to run and hide in the corner Spiegel, the other Spiegel.
Okay. Right,
the bear with the claws, that's Spiegel.
Scott, send me back up.
Bear Jew.
The bear Jew.
With a baseball bat.
Market, Spiegel, waiting by the door. Door opens, in walks Joe Flacco.
Oh, hey. I didn't know you lived around here.
Want to hang out?
Oh, too quick. Too soon.
No,
too quick.
No.
Cut.
Security.
Too creepy.
Security.
Want to eat pizza?
Too creepy.
Yeah, we try this again.
Too soon.
All right, let's go. Here we go. Third shot.
Did you shake his hand? Did you get up? Did you approach?
I was standing. I was standing right by the door.
Extend the hand.
The hand, I wasn't sure about the hand, but he put his hand out.
Wait, so you did shake hands?
Yeah, we shook hands.
Oh, there
but
you go.
I was unsure. It was an unsure shake.
Was it a wet palm?
Did you give him the fish, the dead fish?
No, it wasn't
give him
a fish.
Limp, dead,
it
wet
wasn't
fish
the fish. It was a firm fish, not a cold fish.
Here we go.
Oh, hi. I didn't know you lived in this neighborhood.
Yeah, I'm just picking up some pizza here. Do you live in this area, too?
Yeah, I do. And I'm also getting a couple of pizzas.
Oh, really? You having a party tonight?
As a matter of fact, that's why I'm getting the pizzas.
Oh, okay, because I've got like 10 cases of beer in my trunk.
Oh, yeah.
Do you need any other guests?
Yeah, come hang out with me.
Okay.
We had to stop and get beer, but we don't have to now because you have all the beer.
Yeah, I got all of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
This will be the best night ever.
Yes. Yeah. Damn Skippy.
Why don't you just leave your car here and hop in the back seat?
Yeah.
Dennis Pitt is in the passenger seat.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I haven't seen Dennis in ages.
No, he misses you. Best night ever.
Much better. If only.
If only.
I love you, Ed Norris.